This is the Daily Sports Report for Monday, December the 19th, out of Lawrence, Kansas. So everything didn't go all that great this time around. Not for the home team, at least. Oh, the Northwestern women's basketball team had a grand old time racing to midcourt at game's end and celebrating its 78-64 upset victory Sunday over Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse. Out of the golfing front, U.S. Open champion Ernie Els wins the Johnny Walker World Championships by 6 strokes. In further college basketball action around the Big 8 Conference, Iowa State takes down Western Carolina by a final of 99-66. In AP Top 25 college basketball action, St. Joe's, Pennsylvania takes down number 22 Villanova in an upset by a tray, 60-57. Texas San Antonio takes down number 13 Arizona State by a final of 87-85 in overtime action. Out of the NBA last night, Utah does in Milwaukee 101-98. Miami falls to New Jersey by a point, 103-102. And Portland does in New York by a final of 111-87. Out of New York, the Friday deadline for a deal between baseball players and owners may be flexible if the talks show progress toward an agreement. Acting Commissioner Bud Selig announced Sunday. Selig, speaking from his home in Milwaukee, said the deadline stood as of now, but he said the final decision would depend on how negotiations proceed when they resume today in Washington. Out of the Chiefs front yesterday, good news for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs wrote a new page in their season Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. They played against a bad football team. They hammered it, dominating the second half in a 31-9 victory over Houston. It is a setup showdown for the Los Angeles Raiders next Sunday for a playoff spot. And further action around Week 16 in the NFL. We're just about there to the end of the season, and playoffs are right on the edge. In East Rutherford, New Jersey, the San Diego Chargers finally got it done. The Chargers clinched their second AFC West championships in 3 years, beating the New York Jets 21-6. And further action around the NFL in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh captured the AFC Central championships and the home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs with a 17-7 victory Sunday over the Cleveland Browns. It was the Steelers' seventh consecutive victory at Three Rivers Stadium. Out of Milwaukee, Brett Favre doesn't run very often, but he got the job done Sunday. Favre scrambled for a 9-yard touchdown with 14 seconds and no timeouts left Sunday, helping the Packers keep their playoff hopes alive with a 21-17 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. Out of Philadelphia, somehow the New York Giants are still in contention. The Giants survived a bizarre finish and beat the Philadelphia Eagles 16-13 Sunday. Brad Garlucio's 18-yard field goal with 54 seconds left gave them their fifth straight victory and kept them within the playoff hunt. Out of Indianapolis, give this one to the Indianapolis defense. Dual Brewer returned a punt 75 yards for a first-quarter touchdown, and the Colts defense twice helped Miami at the 2 in a 10-6 victory over the Miami Dolphins. Out of Washington's RFK Stadium, the Washington Redskins' woes at RFK continue. A 17-14 loss Sunday to Tampa Bay made the storied franchise winless at home for the first time. The Redskins became the sixth NFL team to go 0-8 in their own stadium since the league's schedule expanded to 16 games in 1978. Out of Tempe, Arizona, the Arizona Cardinals kept alive their playoff chances Sunday as Garrison Hurst ran for one touchdown and threw for another in his 28-7 victory over the hapless Cincinnati Bengals. Out of Chicago, the Chicago Bears played Sunday as if they're already made the playoffs. They had little choice. The Bears ran down the Los Angeles Rams' rushing game and posted a 27-13 victory. And further football action, out of Seattle, Pro Bowl wide receiver Tim Brown of the playoff hopeful Los Angeles Raiders was the hero. Seattle Seahawks kicker John Casey was the GOAT in the Raiders' 17-16 victory Sunday night. And just more than two-thirds of the season remains, and the attack has found a couple of things out. One, its defense can be quite a blockade at times. Two, it can get some mileage out of its reserves. The team seemed to be pretty smug after it pounded the Cleveland Crunch 17-4 Sunday at Kemper Arena. That ran the attack's record to 7-5 on the season. And one more big game out of NFL's Week 16 out of Orchard Park, New York. 4 years of Super Bowl frustration ended with an afternoon of embarrassment for the Buffalo Bills. The New England Patriots took advantage of Buffalo's turnovers on four straight possessions and cruised to a 41-17 victory. The outcome put the Patriots on the brink of a playoff spot and ended the Bills' four-year reign as AFC champions. Out of the boxing front, three knockouts in one round was enough for former two-time heavyweight champion champion Tim Witherspoon Saturday night in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Witherspoon recorded a sixth-round technical knockout over Nathaniel Fitch when he sent Fitch to the canvas three times in the round. The 36-year-old Fitch of Spring Lake, North Carolina, rose at the count of 9 all three times, but referee Eddie Cotton stopped the Schedule 10 round bout because of the three-round knockout rule. In the co-feature bout, USBA Cruiser champion Sergi Cobezas, a 30-year-old of Brighton Beach, New York, improved his record to 20-0 with an eight-round technical knockout over Doug Davis, 30 years of age, out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, in a Schedule 10-round fight. Davis fell to 8-8 with 6 knockouts. In Quito, Ecuador, Bernard Hopkins and Segundo Mercado fought to a draw Saturday night, leaving the IBF middleweight title vacant. That'll do it here for us for another action-packed day of sports for Monday, December the 19th. Tackle Ray Roberts. Cincinnati Bengals fullback Derek Fenner said he's embarrassed by the confrontation with a female police officer that led to a felony charge of inciting violence. Out of Rybrook, New York, 2 days before the owner's deadline for a deal, baseball negotiators agreed their talks were going around in circles, but neither side wanted to be the first to leave the table. After recessing at 12.05 a.m. Central Time Tuesday, the sides met for 2 hours at midday for about 2.5 hours in the late afternoon and resumed talks about 8.40 p.m. Central Time. And for the news and notes around the baseball front, free agent reliever Lee Smith, baseball's career saves leader, agreed Tuesday with the California Angels on a $4 million two-year contract with the club. Felipe Alou will manage the Montreal Expos through 1996 under a contract extension announced Tuesday by the club. Texas signed pitcher Kevin Gross and infielder Mark McLemore to a two-year contracts each, using up money shaved by dealing Jose Canseco and his $5.1 million contract to Boston on Friday. Coors Brewing Company announced that it is in agreement in principle with the Colorado Rockies to build the world's first brewery in a ballpark. The Coors venture, called the Sandlot Brewery at Coors Field, will be in the Coors Field complex, the new home of the Rockies. That'll do it here for us for another day of sports for Thursday, December the 15th. Charges stemming from a brawl with police outside a Tampa, Florida nightclub last winter. That'll do it here for us for this past day in sports for Tuesday, November the 15th.